USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's one of several major wildfires still raging in California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says six more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered today were located in Paradise. Five of them were in homes. One was in a vehicle.
Further by the numbers, 228 people unaccounted for, 52,000 people evacuated, 6,700 structures destroyed by that one fire alone. And over 4,000 firefighters have that blaze only 25% contained. America's biggest Catholic leaders to focus on sexual abuse by priests at the annual U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which begins today in Baltimore, a three-day conference. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A great deal of talk on the Sunday morning news shows about the appointment of Matthew Whitaker to be acting attorney general following the forced resignation of Jeff Sessions. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, not happy with it. He says this should concern every American.
He's already prejudged the Mueller situation. If he stays there, he will create a constitutional crisis by inhibiting Mueller or firing Mueller.
On the flip side, presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway says
he's not slotting in somebody that's an old friend or somebody he thinks that he's discussed the Mueller investigation with at length. There's actually no evidence to me that Mr. Whitaker knows anything about the ongoing Mueller investigation.
Two U.S. Navy aviators safe after their fighter jet crashes in the Philippine Sea near Okinawa today. The FAA 18 Hornet experiencing mechanical problems. The crew ejected and are now aboard the USS Ronald Reagan in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Back to those wildfires in California, several celebrities are among the hundreds that have lost homes in the Southern California fires. Gerard Butler taking to Twitter, Robin Thicke also taking to Instagram and saying their homes are gone. Actress Bianca Blanco posting that she watched her home burn to the ground. Hundreds of homes in the area have been lost, and Lady Gaga, Scott Baio, and Guillermo del Toro have been forced to evacuate. Fans worried about the Bachelor Mansion after watching a home nearby turn into a charred pile of rubble, but that mansion has so far been okay. Arizona State Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally. The latest vote count has Sinema ahead by over 32,000 votes. There are still over 160,000 ballots, though, that have not been counted in Arizona. The winner could become Arizona's first female senator, would take over for Jeff Flake, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And an increasing number of homes in America are valued at $1 million or more, and that number keeps rising. An analysis by real estate research firm Trulia finds that more than 3 million homes are worth $1 million, 3.6% of all U.S. homes, making that list. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.